Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you again this morning, bringing to you the Word of God and having a joyful privilege to come to where you're at, to your listening place, whether it be at home or driving down the road, wherever you may be at this morning. We so much appreciate you taking time to tune in the program today and hope it'll be a blessing to you. And I'll extend it out especially to the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. I trust it'll be a real blessing to your heart today. And when we preach on the broadcast, we think about you, those that's not able to go. We know that God can help use this to encourage you along the way. And certainly we pray for you that God would help you today. Those that are in the hospital, remember to pray for them now this morning. And, of course, just meet us in the house of God today. I tell you, it's good to be able to go to church and worship the Lord in spirit and truth and gather together with God's people. I know it's a little different nowadays, and we'll deal more with that later. But it's a privilege to be able to go to the house of God and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. You pray for our nation today. Our nation surely needs prayer. We're facing a lot of difficulties and a lot of decisions and things, the dangers that we're facing and changes they're hoping to make on our country, which we hope they don't. But you pray that God would intervene. But most of all, let's pray that God's people would seek his face. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We want healing today without the forgiveness of sin. We want to just live in our sins and go on in our way of life that's wrong before God and expect God to make things right around us. But it's not going to happen. There's got to be a change of heart. It's always come that way. Anytime revival has took place, it's been because of the hearts of the people has got changed. And I tell you, it's the same way today. We need to get right with God. Amen. This nation needs to get right with God. What we need is the preaching of the Word of God. They're so fleshly and worldly, carnal-minded. There's not much spirituality in our land today. And certainly we need to pray for our leaders that God would speak to their hearts and somehow bring them to himself as God is able to do. And I know we're living the last days, but I tell you, we can still see God stirring and moving in our land. I hate to see America fall below what God wants it to be. And it's come a long way down from where that God founded this nation. When it was founded, he was in the forming of it. I believe that with all my heart. And today the devil's fighting this land. And we're living in that day. But it's good to be here this morning. Thank you for taking time. And I trust you're making plans to be in the house of God where you can today and be blessed to the Lord. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. We want to thank you for the day. Thank you for the privilege, Lord, to come boldly to the throne of grace, obtaining mercy that we need so much and grace to help in the time of need, which we need daily. And I pray, God, help us today. And Lord, to seek your face. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your grace you've provided that's sufficient for every battle we faced, every hard place we've come across, and every decision we must make. Thank you for your leadership, Lord, and your grace and your help in the times of our need. And certainly we're needy creatures, Lord. We do need you. Lord, we need you. We're so lost without you. We need you your deliberate direction of our lives. We need the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And Lord, we need the closeness of the communion of the blood of Jesus gives us, Lord. Thank you for that. And I pray, God, speak to our nation and to our land, and those in our land today, moving and touch us this morning. Help us in the Word of God, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. We appreciate you so much taking time to, of course, listen to the broadcast today. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you this morning. You listen now as they sing.
I've never got over that I'm not under the bondage of sin anymore. I'm still amazed that Jesus would pay a could not afford. I've never got past that I'm free at last from the sin that made me a slave. I still feel as much as when he first touched me. Oh yes, I'm still amazed. I'm amazed to know how far God would go to set a lost man free. I'm still in awe that he gave it all for an old sinner like me. I've never got over that this king would shoulder my sin with all its disgrace. Yes, Calvary still gives me a thrill. Oh yes, I'm still amazed. I'm amazed that a stranger would accept a manger in trade for a kingly throne. I'm still at a loss why he'd take the cross instead of the street of pure gold. He's the only king who gave everything in exchange for a cold, dark grave. And I still love to ponder this God-given wonder. Oh yes, I'm still amazed. I'm amazed to know how far God would go to set a lost man free. I'm still in awe that he gave it all for an old sinner like me. I've never got over that this king would shoulder my sin with all its disgrace. Yes, Calvary still gives me a thrill. Oh yes, I'm still amazed.
Amen. Amazed. I'm amazed at what the Lord done for us. We just got through celebrating Christmas, the birth of our Lord. I'm amazed that he would let him come down here in this old sinful world and bleed and suffer and die for our sins. I'm amazed at that. I'm amazed. I can't comprehend the kind of love that God had for hell-bound sinners that didn't love him, walking away from him. And I tell you, I'm amazed at that. Thank God for that song. Hope that was a blessing to you today. Now, we're going to have another one now. I hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning. You listen as it's saying.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad we're going to leave the devil behind one of these days? Boy, that's going to be a blessing. I leave him behind. He can't go where we're going. There's no way he can get in. If you get into heaven, you got to go through the blood, and he's not going to do that. He's already been kicked out of heaven, and I'm glad he can't go where we're going. All right, Hebrews chapter 10 this morning. Hebrews chapter 10, we're going to try to bring to you some thoughts the Lord's placed on our heart for the service today, for the message for the broadcast, and hope it'll be a help to you. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Now that's reading about verse 19 through verse 25 of Hebrews chapter 10 this morning. And I want you to, there's some phrases in these verses I'm interested in this morning. There's some phrases here that I want to try to develop and try to be a help to our hearts today. Now, first of all, in verse 19, he's talking to brethren, having therefore brethren. And there's a word here that I want to bring your attention. He mentions the word boldness. I mean boldness. Now you think about that word. He's talking about that we can approach God with boldness. Now, when we look at our lives, we know that we can't approach God in our good works or in a good name. We don't deserve it. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none without sin. We're sinful creatures, and we can't approach God because of that. But I tell you how we can approach God is through the blood. We're through the blood. He said, having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And so we find here the word boldness is in that verse, boldness to enter into the Lord, into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So when we approach God today, I'm glad I bowed on my knees this day. I've talked to my God, but I didn't go there because I was good enough. I went there because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because it's been applied to my heart and I've been saved by God's grace, and I can pray. I can approach God at any time. At any time, at any place, we can approach God. We don't have to wait for some man to guide us through a procedure to get to God. Now, we can go directly to the Lord. We don't need a priest to give us access to God. Don't have to do that. We can go directly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So there's the word boldness. It's because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm glad he died for us. I'm glad the blood's been applied to my heart. I've been saved by God's grace, been saved for 66 years today. I tell you, and I know that I'm saved. And I approach God with boldness because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that made it possible. Nobody else but God could do that. Nobody else but Jesus could do that. God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so we got that boldness today because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad you're saved this morning? Amen. We got boldness. So you can get on your knees before God. You can bow your head before God anytime, any place. And brother, clear your mind, clear your thoughts, and get your heart on the Lord. And you can approach a throne of grace and talk to God just like he's your Father, which he is if you're saved by the good grace of God. So that's the word boldness. Now, he's building up to something here in these verses. He's building up because of the phrases that I find mentioned here. And of course, that was through the Lord Jesus gave his life. He was crucified on the cross through his flesh, the Bible said, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And so then he said, there's another phrase here, and He mentions the Lord Jesus here as being a high priest. And that's a reason that we can approach God, because Jesus is our high priest. Amen. We can go to God through his blood because of that today. And so then he got down to verse 22. And there's another phrase here that I want to draw your attention to this morning. He said, let us draw near with a true heart and a full assurance of faith. There's that word, draw near. That's what I'm interested in this morning. And so drawing near, approaching God, you see, boldness to enter to the blood of Jesus Christ. But then he said, draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Getting closer to God. Getting closer to God. You know what I'm talking about this morning. You know how cold we get sometimes, how careless we get sometimes because of our flesh and because of the affairs of this life and the things that's going on in this world. But I tell you, we need to draw near to God. Draw near with a true heart. Now, God sees the heart. You can draw near with a true heart. And that's the only way you can do it. You've got a rebellious heart. You're not going to draw near to God. You've got a sinful heart. You're not going to draw near to God. But I tell you, with a true heart, I mean, listen, let us draw near and get closer to God. And he's got a way for us to do that. There's a purpose to do that. And there's a way. Is having a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience. Only God can give clearance of conscience in our lives today. And that comes because of confession of our sins. If God said it, you'll confess it, I'll forgive you. And so we can draw near to God with that true heart in full assurance of faith. And that's what he's talking about here, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Now, how do you wash your body with pure? What is pure water? The pure water he's talking about here today is simply the Word of God. It's the washing of water by the Word, by the Word of God. And he's building up to something here. We've got to hear the gospel. We've got to hear the Word of God. We've got to read the Word of God. We've got to believe the Word of God. We've got to practice the Word of God. How the Bible was written, not just a fairy tale or something to pass the time of day. It was written that we might know how to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he said, with a true heart. And so the Bible said here, and our bodies washed with pure water. Now keep that in mind. We've got the Word of God. We must have the Word of God for our bodies to stay clean before God. You're going to live above reproach in this world. You're going to have the Word of God. You're going to need that. You're going to have that. And so he's talking about our approaching to God. And then he said, there's another phrase in verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Hold fast the profession of our faith. Quit wavering from day to day. Quit wavering from place to place. Quit wavering from time to time. Stay, hold fast to the Lord and the profession of our faith. We made a profession of faith one day. We made a promise to God, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. And brother, when God saved us, we started living for him. And it was a joy to do that. Oh, yes. It was a joy to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. So we hold fast the profession of our faith. Go back to the place where you got in at. Go back to the place where you got saved at. I'm talking about in your heart and your mind and your thought. Go back to that place and remember the day when God washed you in his blood and saved you by his grace and made you a new creature in Christ Jesus, turned you around from the old life that you was living in. Go back to that place. And so we need to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Amen. And so listen, without wavering, why do we do that? Because he is faithful that promised. What is he faithful in? He's faithful to provide the grace that we need to live for him. Yes, sir. He provides grace. He provides peace. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth give unto you. I tell you, he's faithful in providing peace for us, and that's so we can get up every day and not be afraid we're going to go to hell. Amen. And so we've got the peace of God in our hearts, and so we're to hold fast the profession of our faith. Quit wavering from one thing to the other. Quit get in and get settled in the Word of God. Get founded in the Scriptures. In the Bible, and brother, find out who you are, what you are, and why you are what you are. By the blood of Jesus Christ, study the Word of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that's what we need today. Hold fast the profession of our faith. Now he's leading up to something here in these verses. He's leading up to something. There's a spiritual message that is given us here, and there's a practical application how we can do that, how we can practice what he's talking about in these verses. So that phrase, hold fast. And then the Bible said in verse 24, he said, let us consider one another. Consider one another. Consider one another. We're not an island. We don't live by ourselves. I tell you, we are incorporated with each other by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let us consider one another. Your brothers and sisters in the Lord are to be considered in our hearts. We're to consider one another. What do we do? How do we consider one another? Well, we need to be mindful of our brethren in the Lord. Be mindful of what God wants us to be to them. He said in that verse, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love. Now, you can provoke a lot of ways. There's a lot of things can be provoked. You can provoke people to anger. You can provoke people to wrath. You can provoke people in a lot of different ways. But he's telling us, and he's doing this because, and keep this in mind, he's building up to something. We can provoke one another unto love. Amen. To provoke one unto love and to good works. This provocation that he's talking about will make you love each other. It'll make you work for him and do the good works in this life that will encourage each other and provoke each other and encourage each other for the cause of Christ. And so that's what he's talking about here in this verse today. Amen. There's a provocation that he's talking about. Well, and then he comes down to verse 25. There's a phrase here that I want you to consider this morning. Not forsaking. Amen. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. So that's what he's been building up to in these verses, is not forsaking the assembling together of each other. We're assembled together. Now, I know we're living today in a testing time. There's a testing time going on in this land today. Their churches have been closed, and we've had to restrict services and have do different things today. Try supposedly take care of ourselves, and so these things we see taking place, and there's fear in the hearts of the people today. What ought to be there instead of fear is trust in the Lord. Amen. I trust in the Lord. Well, I tell you, we take precautions, and we should, and we've always done that. We've always tried to take precautions, not get around folk that are sick. But he's talking here. He said, let us not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is. So the important thing that he's dealing with here in this chapter is the assembling together with God's people. Going to the house of God, worshiping the Lord together. Amen. And he deals with that much in the Scriptures. In the Corinthians, he deals with that. Much about our assembling together with each other. And so we're helping each other along. We're provoking each other, and we're worshiping with each other, and we're loving each other, and we're encouraging each other along the way. Well, and so that he said, the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. So the danger we've got today in our society today, and the thing that we're facing in all this pandemic that's going on and around the world today, the danger in this is that we become accustomed not assembling ourselves together. We become accustomed to not going to the house of God. I tell you, he wants you to maintain the desire to be in church, and the desire to be with God's people.
that desire to worship the Lord in the place of God's house. Amen. That's the danger we're facing today, is becoming accustomed to not going to the house of God. Pretty soon you get used to not going on Wednesday night and sometimes Sunday night. I mean, but he wants us to not do that. We're not forsaken, and keep our hearts in tune with God. Boldness to enter to the blood through the blood of Jesus, and of course, and drawing near to God with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Guard against the coldness that will creep into our lives when we're not gathering together as much as we need to in the house of God. I tell you, that's the danger we're facing today. Folks becoming accustomed to not going to church. And the fear of my life is that when all this is over, there'll be some folks that will never start back to church again. That's a fear. But God's people got to guard against that. And that's what he's trying to guard us against here in these verses of scripture here this morning, guarding against the desire not to assemble, not to go. Well, I made it all right without going. I can make it just like I am. No, that's not what the scripture said. Forsake the assembling of yourselves together. The assembling together of God's people is a necessity in this day which we live today. It always has been a necessity. And all the way back through the church history, there's always been things that would derail the people and try to get them away from God and out of the house of God. But the church has always come back again and thrived. But along the way, there's been loss of some people because they got cold and drifted away from God, and got a guard against that. And to guard against that, we got to consider these things in the scripture here today. And so listen, not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And listen, that's what we need to do. Exhorting one another, and as we see the day approaching. Listen, the Lord's coming, and we got to keep close to God. We got to stay close to God. Guard our hearts. Guard our faith. Stay faithful to God. And brother, be ready to go to the house of God when it gets time to go, and guard those things in our life today. The danger is getting used to the dark, amen, getting used to the coldness around us. And I'm telling you, to creep in on you, and you get out in the cold weather, not very long, you may be warm when you go out, but you stay around coldness, and pretty soon you'll be freezing, amen. We need to guard against that today. Well, our time is gone. God bless you. Meet us in the house of God as our prayer today, amen.